The FOXP1 and FOXP2 genes play crucial roles in brain development and function, particularly in regions involved in speech, language, and cognitive processes. Healthcare professionals who treat neurodevelopmental disorder patients would benefit from understanding the effects of mutations in these critical genes. In this post, we will examine the normal function of the FOXP1 and FOXP2 genes, the impact of their mutations, the frequency of these mutations, the role of genetic testing, and the implications for diagnosis and treatment. This post was inspired by stimulating Friday morning chats with Dr. Ron Swatsina, Director and Chief Scientist of the Houston Neuroscience Brain Center. Introduction. The FOXP1 and FOXP2 genes, known as FOXP1 and FOXP2, respectively, are part of the forkhead box, FOX, family of transcription factors, which play a critical role in regulating the expression of other genes. These transcription factors are involved in essential biological processes, including the development and function of the nervous system. The FOXP1 and FOXP2 genes are particularly significant in brain development, with FOXP2 being heavily implicated in the development of speech and language. Mutations in these genes can lead to distinct neurodevelopmental disorders, including intellectual disabilities, autism spectrum disorder, ASD, and specific speech and language impairments. Understanding the normal functions of FOXP1 and FOXP2, as well as the consequences of their mutations, is crucial for diagnosing and treating these complex conditions. What do healthy FOXP1 and FOXP2 genes do? The FOXP1 and FOXP2 genes encode proteins belonging to the forkhead box, FOX, family of transcription factors, which regulate the expression of other genes. These transcription factors play essential roles in various biological processes, including nervous system development and function of the nervous system. FOXP1 and FOXP2 are critical for brain development and function, with FOXP2 playing a pivotal role in the development of speech and language. Both genes exhibit specific expression patterns in various brain regions, and their mutations are linked to distinct neurodevelopmental disorders. Single-cell RNA sequencing studies have demonstrated that both FOXP1 and FOXP2 regulate large gene networks crucial for the maturation of cortical projection neurons, particularly those in the deep layers of the prefrontal cortex, a brain region essential for executive function and language processing. These findings clarify why disruptions in either gene can produce overlapping but distinct neurodevelopmental profiles. FOXP1 mutations are associated with global neural functions. A 2022 study revealed that de novo mutations, genetic changes that occur spontaneously rather than being inherited in FOXP1, are frequently associated not only with intellectual disability and language impairment but also with a higher risk of psychiatric comorbidities, such as attention deficit/hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, and anxiety disorders. This expands the clinical picture beyond speech and language deficits alone and supports broader screening for affected individuals' emotional and behavioral regulation difficulties. FOXP2 mutations specifically affect speech and language. FOXP2 is essential for normal speech and language development, with specific mutations leading to speech and language dysfunctions. FOXP2 mutations interfere with the development of corticostriatal circuits, which are neural pathways connecting the cerebral cortex and the striatum and are critical for motor planning and learning. Dysfunction in these circuits helps explain why individuals with FOXP2 mutations often present with motor coordination challenges and verbal dyspraxia. In addition, new animal models using humanized FOXP2 variants suggest that disrupted FOXP2 function can impair synaptic plasticity, the brain's ability to strengthen or weaken synapses in response to activity in the basal ganglia, a group of subcortical structures involved in movement and habit learning. These experimental findings reinforce the biological plausibility of speech production difficulties resulting from FOXP2 abnormalities. Genome-wide association studies, GWAS, have begun to identify common genetic variants in FOXP2 that, while not causing monogenic disorders, contribute small effects to the risk for specific language impairment, SLI, and other developmental language disorders in the general population. This broadens the clinical relevance of FOXP2 beyond rare pathogenic mutations to include subtle modulators of language ability at the population level. Which disorders are associated with FOXP1 and FOXP2 mutations? FOXP1 and FOXP2 mutations have been implicated in neurodevelopmental disorders and autism spectrum disorder. Neurodevelopmental disorders. FOXP1 mutations are associated with a wide range of neurodevelopmental disorders, including global developmental delay, intellectual disability, autism spectrum disorder, and speech/language impairments. FOXP2 mutations are primarily linked to speech and language disorders, particularly childhood apraxia of speech, CAS. CAS is a motor speech disorder where children have difficulty planning and coordinating the precise movements needed for speech. FOXP2 mutations cause speech and language disorders, characterized by difficulties in articulatory gestures and linguistic processing. FOXP2 is essential for developing proper speech motor control and vocal behavior. Autism spectrum disorder, ASD. FOXP1 gene mutations are associated with autism spectrum disorder, ASD, and impact brain development and neuronal function, while FOXP2 gene mutations are less likely to play a significant role in autism. FOXP1 mutations are linked to disruptions in neuronal development, leading to autistic-like behaviors, intellectual disability, and language impairments. These mutations affect brain regions such as the striatum and hippocampus, resulting in cognitive and social deficits. FOXP2 mutations can disrupt the development of brain regions involved in social communication, a core deficit in autism. Although not all individuals with FOXP2 mutations develop autism, these genetic variations increase the likelihood of language-related issues that are a significant component of the autism spectrum. While FOXP2 is crucial for speech and language development, it is not considered a major susceptibility gene for autism. Studies have shown that FOXP2 mutations are more strongly associated with specific language impairments rather than ASD. How common are FOXP1 and FOXP2 gene mutations? FOXP1 and FOXP2 mutations are relatively rare in humans, but they have significant implications for individuals who carry them, particularly in the context of neurodevelopmental disorders. The prevalence of FOXP1 mutations is estimated to be around 1-2% in individuals with ASD. In a study of 1,043 individuals with intellectual disability, 3.4% were found to have FOXP1 mutations. FOXP1 mutations have also been identified in approximately 1-3% of individuals with speech and language disorders, such as apraxia of speech. The prevalence of FOXP2 mutations is estimated to be around 1-2% in individuals with speech and language disorders, such as apraxia of speech. FOXP2 mutations have also been identified in approximately 1-2% of individuals with intellectual disability. In a study of 260 individuals with ASD, 2.3% were found to have FOXP2 mutations. Are there other FOX mutations other than FOXP1 and FOXP2? FOXP3 is best known for its role in the immune system. Mutations in FOXP3 are associated with IPX syndrome, a severe immune disorder. Although FOXP3 is not directly linked to speech or neurodevelopment, the immune dysfunction caused by these mutations can indirectly affect overall development, including brain function. FOXP4 is involved in developing various tissues, including the lungs, heart, and central nervous system. While the role of FOXP4 in speech and language is not as well understood as that of FOXP2, it has been implicated in neurodevelopmental processes. However, the direct associations between FOXP4 mutations and specific speech or language disorders are not as well established. When should physicians test for FOXP1 and FOXP2 mutations? Given these findings, physicians should expand their consideration for FOXP1 and FOXP2 testing beyond classic presentations of severe speech delay. Testing should also be considered for individuals with a combination of moderate expressive language deficits, motor planning difficulties, cognitive delays, and psychiatric comorbidities, particularly when family history is uninformative or negative. Physicians should consider testing for FOXP1 and FOXP2 mutations in several specific clinical scenarios, particularly when patients present with neurodevelopmental challenges that involve speech and language impairments, intellectual disabilities, or features of autism spectrum disorder. Testing for these mutations can provide valuable insights into the underlying genetic causes of a patient's condition and help guide more personalized and effective treatment plans. How does genetic testing help patients and their families? Physicians should consider testing for FOXP1 and FOXP2 mutations in individuals with a personal or family history of speech and language disorders, such as apraxia of speech, stuttering, or other communication disorders. Additionally, individuals with developmental delays or intellectual disability, autism spectrum disorder, ASD, or other neurodevelopmental disorders, such as ADHD, OCD, or Tourette syndrome, may also benefit from genetic testing. If genetic testing reveals a mutation in FOXP1 or FOXP2, the results can inform the development of personalized therapy plans. For example, individuals with FOXP2 mutations may benefit from targeted speech and language interventions focusing on developing phonological awareness and articulation skills. Furthermore, knowledge of the genetic basis of an individual's condition can help clinicians design targeted interventions to address specific areas of need, such as social communication skills in individuals with ASD. Genetic testing can also provide information about the risk of passing on the mutation to offspring, allowing families to make informed decisions about family planning. Moreover, individuals with FOXP1 or FOXP2 mutations may be eligible to participate in research studies aimed at developing new treatments or therapies, which can provide access to innovative interventions and contribute to advancing knowledge in the field. Genetic testing for FOXP1 and FOXP2 mutations should be performed in a clinical setting, and results should be interpreted by a qualified healthcare professional. A negative test result does not rule out the presence of a genetic disorder, as many genetic conditions are caused by multiple genetic variants. Therefore, a comprehensive evaluation by a multidisciplinary team is essential for accurate diagnosis and effective treatment. Summary. The FOXP1 and FOXP2 genes are integral to the development and function of the brain, particularly in regions involved in speech, language, executive function, and broader cognitive abilities. FOXP1 regulates large gene networks critical for cortical projection neuron development and is linked to a wide range of neurodevelopmental disorders, including autism spectrum disorder, intellectual disabilities, ADHD, and anxiety disorders. In contrast, FOXP2 specifically orchestrates the maturation of corticostriatal circuits essential for speech motor control, with mutations leading predominantly to speech disorders such as developmental verbal dyspraxia and childhood apraxia of speech. Although mutations in both genes are rare, their effects are profound, contributing to significant challenges in communication, cognition, motor planning, and social interaction. Recent findings from single-cell RNA sequencing and studies of humanized FOXP2 variants further clarify the biological pathways disrupted by these mutations, including impairments in synaptic plasticity in the basal ganglia. Genome-wide association studies also suggest that common variants in FOXP2 contribute small but measurable risks for developmental language disorders in the broader population. Genetic testing for FOXP1 and FOXP2 mutations can yield critical diagnostic information, guiding the development of personalized interventions targeting specific speech, language, cognitive, and behavioral needs. Identifying these mutations improves patient outcomes through tailored therapies, informs family planning decisions, and provides opportunities for participation in research advancing treatments for neurodevelopmental disorders. Key takeaways. 1. FOXP1 and FOXP2 are critical transcription factors that regulate genes essential for brain development, with FOXP1 linked to broad cognitive and social functions and FOXP2 specifically tied to speech and language acquisition. 2. Mutations in FOXP1 and FOXP2 cause distinct neurodevelopmental disorders, with FOXP1 mutations associated with intellectual disability, autism spectrum disorder, ASD, and psychiatric comorbidities, and FOXP2 mutations primarily causing speech and motor planning deficits such as childhood apraxia of speech. 3. Recent studies highlight that FOXP1 and FOXP2 mutations disrupt cortical and corticostriatal circuits, impairing executive functions, language, and motor coordination, and suggesting expanded neuropsychiatric screening in affected individuals. 4. Genetic testing for FOXP1 and FOXP2 mutations should be considered in patients with speech and language impairments, cognitive delays, motor planning difficulties, and psychiatric symptoms, even when family history is uninformative. 5. Identifying FOXP1 or FOXP2 mutations can guide personalized intervention strategies and inform family planning, while also opening opportunities for participation in research on novel therapies for neurodevelopmental disorders.